This was my RC plane I had for 3 years before my plane.
Come on.
I feel good.
Yeah. Magazine just picked up our exclusive story, our interview with Scott Disick. Guys, go check that out if you haven't already. We have this authenticated.
There it is.
And what is it? It's an interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, interview.
Chairs?
Yeah, chairs and a little table if you have one for his watches. Like two chairs and a table, something like that. What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of My Collection. Today, we're interviewing Mr. Rick Roth, the biggest boss in the game, Double MG Music. We got a special one for you guys. We're going to look at his watch collection and maybe go inside the jet and go look at his cars.
Speeding there, speeding there. Yep, here, speeding. Got to go in front of
the pub. It's the biggest boss in the game, Ricky Rose. Watch, guys. Rocking with us today. I'm finna let you peep some of this huge rosé collection. You heard me?
Yeah. What year did you buy this? With this,
I've had to have that at least 15 years.
It's a rare stone dial right here, guys. What's the story on this one?
That was one of those, you know.
It's a rare stone dial right here, guys.
At least.
What year did you buy this?
Yo, that's I don't know if y'all know. And see, this is, again, us kind of telling our age and talking about the shout out to my dog, Slimmy. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. I don't know if y'all know, bro, but there was a time where it looked like the face of that is the only thing that's original, but the bracelet is custom. Now, when I was growing up, this is what the dope boys used to roll with. The dope boys used to have the gold nugget bracelet, and it used to look like that. That's how I can tell that Ross is he got an old school mentality. You can tell he got an old school mentality. This is what the dope boys used to wear. They always had the pinky rings. They would have the hearing bones. They would have the gold rope chains. They would have the Gucci hookups. They would always be Gucci down. It wasn't even no Louis Vuitton like that back then. A lot of people don't know that. Louis V wasn't really a part of the culture like that. That Louis Vuitton was like a, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? It was really more about Gucci. Gucci was it. Like, you was Gucci down, you was Gucci fresh, Dapper Dan. You know what I'm saying? And Gazelles, it was Gazelles, and it was about Gucci. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you was right. That's why I got an affinity for Gucci as a brand, and Adidas and Bally's. Shout out to y'all. Oh, you know about Bally's. Okay, so you know about Bally's. I hear you. But that's what it was about. It was the nugget bracelets, and it was Gucci and MCM. Yep, MCM was one of them. But I don't remember Louis Vuitton even being a thing. That came much later. That came much, much later as far as the culture is concerned. Now, Louis Vuitton probably was out doing their thing, but it wasn't a part of what we had going on in the culture. That was in a, you know, you had to be doing some newer type of stuff if you was doing that. On the Paid in Full album, let me pull it up. I don't remember what brand that was that they had on. Let me see. Yep, they had on the Gucci. That is absolutely right. This is exactly, Yo, this is literally what I just described. I'm about to show it to y'all. This is literally, look at it. You see the gold nugget ring on Rakim's hand, and you got the rope chain, and everybody had the Gucci everything, and it was gold everywhere. It wasn't even about no diamonds. It was all gold. It was Gucci. It was rope chains. It was the nuggets. And that's how people was rocking back then. You know what I'm saying? You are 100% correct. That was a perfect description of how it used to be. So when I see that, when I see Ross's nugget, the gold nugget watch, you can tell that's heritage, bro.
With this,
I've had to have that at least 15 years.
It's a rare stone dial right here, guys. What's the story on this one?
That was one of those, you know, that Cartier craze, man. It was just, you know, Cartier.
The Cartier craze.
Yeah.
There's still a craze right now.
Without a doubt.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Skinny, mate.
Whatever he wants to do. We'll do that in a second.
We'll walk down the car.
Oh, they got to get a shot of the watch, too. Why don't someone get a shot of the watches? Someone. You got it?
She did the case, yeah.
All right.
Rick Ross do free rolls.
Let him just get a couple shots. You guys don't mind.
You see how you do the pre-rolls? Ross don't do that like the old school.
Fine.
Hit that motherfucker.
Let's go. Get that motherfucker. How much this jet cost you?
Close to 40 euros.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then I got it, the G600 interior. I wanted the bed. Got it painted. The whole vibe.
Yep.
Yeah.
The cherry red.
Shit, this is motivational, bro. This is all motivational. I feel like I can do it. I feel like I can do it, man. I don't know what y'all see. I know everybody else look at this a little differently, and they be on some like, oh, that's dope for them over on that type of time. I'm on a different type of time. I feel like I can do the same thing, man. It's no reason why Ross can get it and I can't get a plane. It's no reason why he can get 40 M's on a plane and I can't get a plane, bro. I feel like I can do that. I don't know why I can't, man. Why can't I have a plane? I can have a plane. I know I can get up. I know I can hustle up a plane, man. If Jay can get it, if Drake can get it, if Ross can get it, I know I can get it. I know I can hustle up a plane. I can get a plane, man. I already didn't achieve all of the things that I said that I wanted to do. Why can't I get it? I've been talking about a plane for like a year, like a year and a half. Like, I can do it, bro. Somebody said need Nick Shirley numbers. No, I don't. See, that's the misconception. That's the misconception. Look at how Ross did it. Ross didn't sell the most records. You don't need the biggest numbers. You need to learn how to do business differently. You missing what I'm saying. It's a lot of people that sold way more records than Ross. It's not about how many records or how many views you get. It's about looking at it from a business perspective. See, that's where we got it mixed up. We got to turn into businessmen. We can't be looking at it just from the lens of views. I'm going to do that too. Man, I'm on it, bro. I'm so motivated.
Man, the staircase even come down for this jet? Where is it? Right on the side, in the front.
On that side, yeah.
Yeah.
On the other side. We ain't even tripping about it.
You got so many cars, huh?
Yeah.
You got.
Bunch of whips. Rick Ross car show, June 13th. Shout out to Slippery Soap. But you see what we did? We moved a few whips. You know, we be moving them around. This right here is a original, a classic one owner, 1959 Impala. Man, I just changed the top on it. The other ones, the 57s, all of these one owners.
Yeah?
Yeah. These are classic
cars. That's the premium right there, one owner.
One owner.
I know that from my car days.
Without a doubt.
It's all original paint.
This shit, man, original. This one right here.
Yeah.
This is my 57 lowrider. I got over $500,000 in this. I got to get ready and crank the bitches up. You see this? This one. Run off airplane fuel.
Oh yeah!
Look at the frame on it. This is a real, like a drag car.
It's a Chevy right here.
Of course,
the Chevy airplane. Wow.
We got two of these. These will be finished for the car show. Big boy shit. This right here got 2,000 miles on it.
What year?
1996 Impala.
It's a bad boy right here, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow,
that's the dope boy car. My brother, I'm glad I kept it in the family. I gave mine to my brother. I bought mine. Mine had less than 30,000 original miles on it. Everything was 100% original. I think I'm gonna get another one too, though. But that's after I get the Lambo delivery in about a month and a half, 2 months from now. But yeah, man, that's the 96 Impala is everything, bro. The 96 Impala is almost king. You got to throw that in there with the 64 Impala, the Monte SS. You got to throw in the Grand National, the 04 Mercury Marauder, all of that, bro. All of that. That 96 Impala was a Hellcat before. That was a Challenger Hellcat before all of the Hellcats and the Challengers came back out.
Crank that bitch up right now, bitch gonna tell you.
You know what Ross need? The thing that Ross is missing is he gotta have the trickle chargers, bro. Every single garage, every single car shop, they all got the trickle chargers that keep your battery fresh. That way you ain't gotta keep cranking them up. You ain't gotta keep starting them up. Your battery is fresh 100%. And then all you gotta do is just start it up. Gotta have a trickle charger 100% of the time, bro.
Denise, this was when I was a senior in high school, the Suburban, the show truck, the 1500, and I got the 1971. They all got painted at the same time, gold rims. So it's a set, like a trio. You know, I got an 18-wheeler as well, so I'm going to put 8 cars on the 18-wheeler as long as the other whips, you know what I mean? So it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
It was a custom bike I had made. Honor the 72 undefeated Dolphins.
The undefeated Dolphins. What's up with the Dolphins right now, man?
Oh, man, I'm not sure.
Man, Tua's got to get out of there.
This was my RC plane I had for 3 years before my plane.
Come on.
This was my fucking RC plane I had, man.
So he basically visualized it. He put it in the air, and then he manifested it.
That's manifestation.
Big boy.
Yeah.
This shit, I bought that right there from somebody offline.
What you mean, private?
Yeah, I just liked it. They
Facebook Marketplace or something like that?
Nah. Some shit I seen somebody driving and I was just like, yo, who built this? Is this shit official?
I love this.
And I just told him, I'll give you 60 bands for it. This was my bike I had built ground up.
I like that black one. I don't know what that black bike is, but that mug is mean.
This shit ain't regular. That's big boy status. Look at the wheels on the back of that bitch. That's big boy status right there.
Look at the back right here.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. And so I was just like, I get that just for somebody to ride behind me when I'm riding on the beach or some shit like that.
Wow.
I had this made, and I rode it up and down that street once.
You got to get you a Harley. I don't even know what that is, but it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah? Right. What?
Yeah.
One time?
I'd have had that maybe 2 years. I'm sure I'm gonna probably take it over there to Star Island and let it spend some time with me in the future.
You just got that house?
I've been working on it 2.5 years.
It's almost ready or what?
Yeah.
It's a V-Rod. Yeah. They don't sell that no more.
That shit take time, man.
Yeah. I actually went hunting for one of these. They don't sell V-Rods. Like, they don't make them no more, if I'm not mistaken. That particular bike, because I was actually looking for one. It was the first bike that I actually liked that was outside of a sport bike. You know what I'm saying? So I went looking for it, and I couldn't find it because they don't sell that on their site. Like, they don't sell it new. So you got to go and buy it used. You got to go and find one if you're looking to get a V-Rod. So
when you really build a house with it and you really
– you said, you put 20 in it at least.
I know. I put a little more.
Oh, yeah? I have to come check check it out one time.
Great investment, of course.
Yeah?
It's too easy. One time for all the hustlers, watch guys. You know, we put y'all the major way. Remember –
he didn't even show really the watches. He just went and fanned out.
My last words from Ricky Rose for the watch collectors, connoisseurs, regardless if it's a fucking G-Shock. If you fly, it's going to be fly. You understand? If you a motherfucker who just, it don't matter, you could have the, and it just still, you understand?
Yeah.
So always be comfortable who and what you are in your motherfucking vibe. You know what I mean? Now, you know, are you going to stunt? Are you going to collect some of them things? Of course you are. You're amazing. You're fucking great. You fucking deserve it. You deserve when you walk into your doctor's office, they know you got that premium life insurance.
Oh, man. He's the hood version of Khaled. Oh, man, that is the hood version of DJ Khaled, bro. I ain't even going to cap. That was so funny. But, I mean, it's nice to see people enjoying and living life and having a good time, man. I think that that's dope. I think that that's really, really dope. V-Rod was made by Indian Motorcycles. Was not made by Indian Motorcycles. Yeah, that was a Harley, bro. That was a Harley. Gunplay is mad at Rick Ross. You know what's the worst thing ever in life is to have bitter men. Man, bitter men are the worst. They are the worst thing ever. There is nothing worse than a bitter man. A man that's bitter, bro, that's borderline gay. Like, men that's mad at other men is like, oh, man, that should have been me. Or, oh, man, I wish I could have. Or, oh, man. And that is borderline gay. I don't understand how women lay next to men that talk about other men all day. I cannot understand it, bro. Men that are impacted and is negatively set back and is worried about what other men doing, that gotta be. I don't know how women would be able to lay next. I don't know how y'all stay married to that. I don't know how y'all be in a relationship with that. How do y'all be with men that be feeling some type of way about other men? Now, if he heartbroken over a little chick, a little fine thing, maybe he lost his best eater. He gonna be hurt in the corner and he can't tell you that. You keep on talking to him, asking him questions, talking about, baby, tell me your thoughts. What is it? Open up to me. Tell me what you thinking. You don't know what happened. He heartbroken. He lost his best eater and you all in his ear. Give him a minute to get himself together. You don't know nothing about what he got going on right now. He going through some things. He hurt. He in the corner. He grieving. That's a grievable process. Because you know why it's a grievable process? Because he know that she not done eating. So now he gotta imagine, dang, everything I taught her, she doing that. Somebody else could get that. Grieve, he hurt, he grieving. Let that man grieve for a second. He can't tell you that. He can't say, oh man, you gonna have to step your game up. Delirious says that's gay. Man, can somebody please school these people for real, man? Because I don't want to keep educating them. I shouldn't have to keep on helping them to understand what's going on in the culture. I don't know what I got to tell this dude. If your mind automatically go over to you bending over and that's the way you think about an eater, that's not an eater, bro. The eater, it's a morning show. I can't get into that.